السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Radio Islam International team, the program known as Screaming Wheels. On the line with us we have Brother Adil Mangari. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My name is Sajjad Timol, and to all our wonderful listeners on this beautiful Saturday morning. And according to the promo,
the last part of the promo was very apt, and you said he couldn't take it anymore and he had to grab his rod and go fishing.
I was saying the exact same thing now. I said, the last part of the promo said, I don't know where Muhammad Sajjad Timol is. I think he's gone fishing. And looks like that's exactly where you are.
Mm. Just before that, Adil, I mean, just to inform our listeners, I mean, this was, of course, a planned trip together. We were coming out to what is known as the Boskop Nature Reserve or Tanglewood Dam area. But unfortunately, Adil, you said there was a funeral in the family, didn't you?
Unfortunately, I was actually ready this morning to leave because we had planned to go and do an outside broadcast today from Tanglewood Estate, which is, like you said, on the Boskop Dam. And we just got the unfortunate news that one of my cousins from Indonesia passed away. I will be going for the mayat. But, it's sad, you know, in the last few weeks and weekends that have gone by, there's always been some sort of tragedy, some sad news, somebody going, you know, make dua that Allah Ta'ala grants all the marumi, inshallah, Jannatul Firdaus, and makes it easy for them, inshallah, in the covers.
I mean, inshallah. This is a cousin of yours, actually.
Yeah, one of my cousins, she wasn't well. She was actually in hospital. And, you know, she succumbed to an illness, I think it was last night at about 1 o'clock or so. So the mayor will be today in Lens at 10:30.
So Allah grant her Jannah and grant the family sabr and make it easy for all those around, inshallah. You were saying that, this was, of course, a planned trip. I know we were looking really forward to it. And unfortunately, I mean, for unforeseen circumstances, you couldn't make it out. So this morning we came through. Let me be honest with you, the weather, you say a wonderful Saturday morning. Yes, it is. Mm. But where we are right now, the wind is very, very, very strong. Very strong.
Mm. I think one of the things that we always, you know, as anglers, if there's anything that can put you down when you go fishing is wind. And I know what you're saying in terms of it being windy today. Here in Azadwal also, it's quite windy. I'm looking out of the window here and I can see the trees in front of me are swaying from side to side. So, bad weather. In the week also, obviously, we heard lots of stories in terms of bad weather, you know, with the heavy hail that we had in the Mukhali City area. Some of the shopping malls were quite badly damaged. Then it was in Durban as well. Yeah, so looks like there is a bit of a spell of bad weather. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us beneficial rain, inshallah, and protects us all, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. And, you know, generally when I talk to you, I'm always catching the fish, so hopefully that can give us some good luck today again.
I'm hoping that while we are doing the program, you actually hook into something. Last weekend we were at Tanglewood Nature Reserve. Now, for those of you that don't know where Tanglewood Nature Reserve is, it's on the Boskop Dam. It's about 12 kilometers outside of Potchefstroom. Formerly it used to be called Naturama. And the property has been taken over by new owners. Hopefully in a few weeks to come or so, we would probably get one of the owners to come onto the program. I did send a link to the owner today to tell him that and live on the internet, but we hope inshallah to talk to them. But like I said, Tanglewood Estate is 12 kilometers from Potchefstroom. It's on the Boskop Dam. It's a very, very beautiful resort. I'm sure you can testify to that because you are there at the moment. You can see a lot of work has been put in by the owners, you know, to ensure that the place is well kept. What we call manicured grass right up to the water's edge. There are so many varieties of accommodation. But obviously what makes it interesting at Tanglewood is they've got the system with the tents. where they've got this very heavy-duty canvas tents that they've set up. I think there's almost about 35 or so, if I'm not mistaken. And you can basically book, and you know, you have different choices. You can take a luxury tent, or you can take something where it's just a tent and stone, or you can take a tent where you've got the cots in there where you can put your own mattresses and stuff like that if you want to. So there are various options as well. And then obviously the place itself, you know, the ablution facilities are excellent. Last week when we were there, there was a whole family from Azadwell, you know, and actually they told me, yeah, we heard you're going to Tanglewood, so that's why we all are here today. But, you know, it was nice to see that the place is very family-friendly. You've got ample space. You've got a lot of options there for picnicking. There was even a group of students from, I think they said they were from the Roshni area, if I'm not mistaken. And they were there, you know, they had their little group together. It was nice to see them, Salah time, standing in Jamaat, performing Salah. So the atmosphere was created there. And I think as far as families are concerned, this is going to be a very, very good venue for this season to go there, Munana.
Yeah, just before we actually get to the positives of the place, and I thought perhaps we mentioned to our listeners that in terms of your shoreline for your fishing, of course, and that's another thing that I think we can inform the listeners about, that there are two areas to Boskop Dam itself, if you're going to call it. Of course, this is the one area that is called, as we're standing here, the water is so clear. You know, you can actually see the fish here, because I mean, from what I'm told, that this is nature, the natural water in the dam. So the color of the water is like really, really beautiful, and right in front of me, like literally, like not even 3 or 4 meters in front of me, you can actually see this fish swimming, and it's just very, very beautiful. But now, of course, like I was saying, you have the nature reserve area, which is the river area. And then of course you have where we are today at Tanglewood. So you have both options. Generally, I notice, especially come on the weekend, I know a lot of people, because like you said, I'm 12 k's away from Potchefstroom. From lands, I saw exactly the trip the meter was about roughly 87 kilometers from the house, basically. So because you're so close, and like you said, I think the best part about it being family friendly. And I'm talking of more than this side here by Tanglewood side. The river area as well, I mean, okay, of course, you're not going to have grass like you have in this area here, but they do have ablution facilities in it as well, that area there also. So in terms of just a picnic for the families, then it's quite ideal. The one thing that I noticed is that in recent weeks, I think because the dam has been producing so well, there's a lot of anglers that actually come out now, and there's a lot of people with boats coming through, as well as anglers from the shore that are fishing. So you don't have a lot of area. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I mean, generally with your bass fishing, you're not kind of on one spot or just one area where you kind of camp out with your chair and things like that, you know, because you are moving all the time and things like that. So then it kind of makes it a bit easier, because the anglers are moving and moving and moving, so there's always a spot for you to actually fish at.
Yeah, you see, when I was talking to the owner, what they were looking at developing the place into a predominantly bass sort of setup, and you notice that they've been digging quite a bit of ponds just away from the bank. So if you're fishing in the bank behind you, there's some huge ponds. And one of the reasons was they stocking those up also with little fish. So, you know, the kids can also have some fun fishing while the father is busy trying for the bigger bass, you know, on the shore itself.
No, wait. When you mean the ponds, then you mean right next to the bigger dam, basically, that's kind of around from the bigger dam.
You see, those areas were dug up, and they basically filled them with water. If you look carefully, you'll even find the fish in those ponds as well.
Yes.
So the idea is to sort of become a prime bait spot. And a lot of people, Boskop has been doing very well. Last week, like you're talking about the river area, you know, a 3 kilogram bass came out. And I saw the pictures myself, and the guys that were catching, were at the Boskop, at the nature reserve, at the same time when we were at Tanglewood, you know. So, yeah, it's a good venue, but obviously, like you say, pressure, you know, a lot of people will be coming out to do fishing there. It does put a bit of pressure on, you know, if you are fortunate enough to be able to go during the week when it's not so hectic, you know, I think you'll have a more sort of comfortable fishing session.
100%. And then another thing is a lot of boats that actually come out now. The nice thing is it's kind of controlled with the boat. So basically you're not allowed in certain areas of the dam now with your boat. Well, the dam area kind of you can go out with the boats, but then of course towards the river previously they used to allow you. But of course now because people are fishing there, I mean you've got carp anglers, you've got predominantly bass anglers in those areas. So of course they're not allowing you certain areas which are marked off on the waters. And of course when you do enter at the reception or the office area, they do actually give you a map of which areas you're allowed to fish in, which areas you're not allowed to fish in as well. Mm. So that also makes it quite interesting for those anglers that are actually fishing from shore. You know, I mean, it's being considered to all of them out there as well. And on the water itself, I mean, you see basically the amount of grass beds there are, the amount of reeds there are in the water. And of course, this makes it more interesting for your bass fish.
I was actually looking at that last week. The way the place is sort of, let's say it's designed, because you can see that a lot of the work has been done by the owners. There's a lot of structure there that has been put in place, you know, particularly to house the bears. And, you know, the interesting thing is that with Tanglewood, I noticed, you can, everybody sort of enjoys the fishing there, whether you are a novice, just starting out. Last week, one child caught a bear for the first time in his life. And you are so excited, you know, I was helping him to get the bears out of the water. Or you have your pros, you know, the guys that are your regular fishermen who would go out there and throw a few lines just to sort of remember the feeling, you know, when they don't get a chance to go to the big bears areas. But yeah, it does provide that for the angler. But I think for our listeners, what's more important is to understand that it's a good venue for the whole family. There's a lot of activity that you could do there. You know, for picnicking and for braaiing and for just relaxing on a Sunday afternoon or even to go overnight, it is a very, very good venue. We use the ablution facilities, you know, the toilets and the bathrooms, etc. are extremely well kept. You can see that the owners have put a lot of effort, you know, into keeping it family friendly.
Oh yes, upkeep of this place, really, really interesting and really amazing. I know when you're coming out of with your boat, for example, as well, I mean, they've got decent areas where you can actually host the boat down if need be. They've got lighting facility. You're talking about the ablution areas, very, very clean, very, very user-friendly for the people. And then the tents, I've actually been in some of the tents here, the luxury tents. You've got a nice two-man tent with two single beds decently inside. Like you said, I mean, of course, you've got the option of the luxury tent, or you've got the option of just taking a normal tent and, of course, setting up your own mattress or your sleeping bags and things like that. So it's really, really, really family-friendly. And I say that to a lot of people, that, I mean, you just want to get away just for the weekend or just for the day with the family, and you just want to enjoy the day, like you're saying, with a fry or perhaps just a picnic and taking your meal out. Excellent, excellent video. Excellent.
All right, now getting back to the fishing, because I know you got your phone in your one hand and you got your rod in the other hand. Tell us a little bit about what's happening at the moment with fishing.
Well, I'll be very honest with you. Like I said, since you got here this morning, we left after suggestion from Lens, and we got here around, I think it was about 6:15. It takes about 40 to 45 minutes, decent driving from Lens. I'll be very, very honest with you. There were one, two bites, but by and large, all the anglers that I've spoken to already. Last night, there's actually a gentleman that he might get a little bit later. I've actually just been, I walked away from that area. I'll get that back to that area in a few moments time, and we can actually chat with him. He said late last night, and this is another thing, I don't know if you've heard about this dam generally. I know a lot of anglers that I speak to, of course, I'm talking from the shore, not those that are going out on the boat. But they will generally tell you that Boskop actually has its time. Like an early morning dam or very late evening dam. And
right.
I know a lot of people are actually saying that, I mean, of course, if you're not staying in, then you've got to check out there about 6:30, 7 p.m. And a lot of them are staying as late as 8 and 9 and 10 o'clock in the evening. That's when they're actually catching the bigger bit.
Now, I've heard the same thing from some of the guys. I've heard the same thing from some of the guys that I've spoken to, but obviously we've got our in-house expert online, so let's hear a little bit about what Luki has to say about the night bass fishing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Luqman Mia from Solis Angler's Corner.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Adi?
Alhamdulillah, shukar.
Assalamu alaikum to Maulana and to all our listeners as well.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, shukar.
Alhamdulillah. So when we were speaking of myself, Adil, you must have got the tail end of that discussion. We came out to Tengen, which is at the Boskop Nature Reserve, for the listeners out there, just reminding them. And I was saying to Adil that a lot of people that have actually been coming out fishing in this area, we're talking of basically from the shore, those that are coming out to do their bass fishing. Many of them actually talk about the dam as a very early morning and a very late evening. As far as some of them saying evening, I mean, I spoke to a gentleman earlier when we just got here, and he said like late evening, like, you know, generally where your carp fishermen actually come out like after Isha, like 9, 10. And he said that time he runs very well and he caught some very good fishes.
It's been like that for as long as I know Boskop, where more people prefer fishing, then more fish are caught early morning or late evening. Although you can catch through the day, but that's better if you're off the boat, because those fish obviously just move deeper. And that's why if you caught the boat during the day, you can still catch them. You know, the couple of times that we fished it, we did basically, we caught fish throughout the day, but that was off the boat, and you can get to spot, and you just have to identify and try and find where those fish are holding during the day. Once you locate them, it's fairly easy to catch them.
Now, Luqman, in terms of catching bears at night or like when it's dark, I mean, we always associate bears with sort of being a sight fish or a predator that's looking for its prey. I know the guys that I've spoken to say they usually catch them on spinners and stuff like that. What's the whole theory behind catching bears at night?
First of all, one of the reasons that these types of dam fish better later in the evening is because of the water clarity. Boskop is one of the dams in the country that's extremely clean. And for that reason, you know, it's more difficult for the bears to ambush or hide in that clear water, and that's why they'll feed more later during the day when it's more darker and they can camouflage themselves. It's better to get the bait fish. And that's the reason is the clear water, and obviously that they can hunt better during low light conditions. You'll find also if it's a nice overcast day, Boskop fishes very well. Again, because it's that low light conditions. But fishing at night, obviously you have to be geared up, you know, it depends. If there's no moonlight at all, you'll have to, you know, get decent headlamps and stuff, or fish in an area that's a bit lit up. And then you want to fish baits that are darker in color, you know, with bass fishing, the theory is dark conditions, dark baits. So use a darker color like your blacks or your June bugs, and then preferably the topwater baits. Because they're not sight fishing because of the dark, you know, the night, you want to use baits that make noises, and you'll find people use a lot of those top water baits that are quite noisy. And using those at night, your chances are better of getting big fish, like poppers or buzz baits, even top water baits like the Zara Spook, specifically that new bait that we've been bringing in for the last 2 or 3 years, the Waffle Plopper. One of our clients bought the black one, and he's been going regularly to Boskop and catching good fish on that, like, because it's a very noisy bait, and that's what you need.
Did you say that name again, Luqman?
It's called a Waffle Plopper. It's a topwater bait that's basically the back half of it spins like a buzz bait.
Right.
It's a surface bait and makes quite a commotion. So those are the types of baits you need for dark or night fishing.
What is your favorite clarity of this water? I mean, as I'm just walking, I'm actually walking to one of the gentlemen that said he will actually join us on radio a bit later. Caught some lovely fish late evening last night, but as I'm walking through, right here by the shore, I mean, you see this bass that are actually just playing around. For some odd reason, I mean, Lukman probably said, I mean, because of the clarity of the water and things like that, I mean, it's perhaps not so active at this time. But you actually see them playing right in front of you.
It's probably also that they're spawning, you know, this time of the year you'll get your bass coming into the shallows and spawning. And that's what happens. They're very difficult to catch. But if you, you irritate him enough, he will take your bait. And that's what happens during the spawn, is you'll find them most of the time in the shallow.
Is there much trouble in
there? Yeah. Well, if you want to catch him, that's it. But you got to leave him. You know, he's making love, so you got to leave him.
Hey, Monasa Dad needs to catch a fish quite badly, yeah. There's a very good response from the area. Last week, actually, I was telling Monasa Dad, somebody caught a 3-kilo. So there's quite big bass in that particular dam. One of the reasons, obviously, like you said, was the clarity of the water. What about in terms of the quality of the water and food and stuff like that?
Well, because of the abundance of reed and grass, food is plenty. Especially when you get on a boat, you can see the bait fish, and you'll see a lot of yellows and carps. And so there's no shortage of that. About a year ago, we did hear that from one of the mines or further up, some polluted water was coming through, and whether it filtered into the system and flushed out again, I wouldn't know, but there was talk of some mine spillage coming into there, but it always remained clean. I've never seen those cup dirty.
Inshallah, I hope he has a better luck, because normally by now if he's at another venue, then he was two up already on the program. Lukman, in terms of what's happening around the area, we're coming into the peak of the season. You know, what good news can you tell us?
Well, for the carp and yellow fishermen, Supercast launched a new range of bait. New flavors that they're doing for now, the tips are available. I think they're going to make the floaty shortly. There's two called, one is called Fire and Ice, and one is called Cream Brulee. And what it is specifically designed for the river, Vaal River and Dam systems. You know, the guys form the owners and guys that work with Supercast in designing and figuring out, you know, they fish almost every day. And that's why they know which flavors and that work out. So that's been doing very well. You've been seeing the reviews on those products. So it's a product that you can fish, for carp and yellows. And guys have been really getting good fish on it. And on the Vaal itself, you know, even nice big barbers starting to come out also. Karpa, I haven't heard anything yet, so we'll have to wait and see. And then as far as the surf fishing, you know, with the terrible weather that the guys are getting in Durban and the coast, we've had hardly any reports coming from that side. But prior to that storms and the decay, one of our clients went out and did get a nice carrick of the boat. So we know, inshallah, that weather stabilizes and guys can fish on the coast again.
Well, I actually forgot to ask you, as I said, we'll actually discuss it very briefly. Last weekend, there was a bass competition, a world bass competition. What were the final results that said there, Lukman, and how was the competition overall?
No, well, it was well run. Alhamdulillah, we were fortunate to be part of it. Because like one of the American pro anglers said, you know, it's one of the best run tournaments he's been to, even compared to the States, and that's where bass fishing is so big. So, you know, it was a good performance by SABA, which is the South African Bass Association. They ran the whole thing, and we must congratulate them again. You know, they did a stunning job of organizing the way the whole thing took place, starting the boats off early in the morning, getting them back for the weigh-in. It was, it was world-class. And the South Africa won it, which was good for the country. America came second, and then Italy came third. The full log is on our Facebook page. And if you go on to Saba's Facebook page. But, you know, with normal competitions, you know, the first day produce the biggest bags, and, you know, the second and third day, because of fishing pressure, fish are then more reluctant to bite and, you know, all a bit tighter into cover and structure. So, but nonetheless, South Africa pulled it off and they did very well.
What was your take on the whole thing, being there, you know, so often and being part of the whole process?
You know, like I say, you know, we really enjoy, and because we fish for bass, you know, a lot, and seeing all those, you know, there were some really nice boats in it on display, and it was very nice to be there. And, you know, you learned a lot from the guys. We interacted with a lot of the foreign fishermen. You know, like, interestingly, if you take Zambia don't have bass, but they participated and they did well. But they go to Zimbabwe, Botswana, or Mozambique, or even come to South Africa to fish. So with a country that don't have bass, they still pulled it off. But look, at the end of the day, a fisherman is a fisherman. You know, they're fortunate that they fish for tiger and nembwe. Mm-hmm. Now, the concept is similar to bass, and I think that's why they did well. Another country that we asked the anglers was Germany. Germany as well had a team, and also they don't have bears in Germany itself, but they go to neighboring countries, or they go to European countries like Italy, Portugal, and they have bears, and that Spain as well has bears. So that's where they do their bass fishing. So it was interesting. We spoke to a lot of them, and, you know, strange enough and interestingly enough, the types of baits that we had and we sold and that we fish with, it's worldwide. Everybody that's fishing for bass in any country uses the same type of bait, like flukes. You know, flukes, everybody bought, and they bought to take back to their own countries because they don't have the selection and range that we carried. So they were, like, quite shocked to see our range that we had. And alhamdulillah, they bought some stuff to take back. And like I said, it's the normal stuff that we fish with that they bought and took back because that's what they're fishing. So it was nice to see that it doesn't mean you're living in another part of the world, you're going to use different baits, you know. It's just same type of stuff that we're using.
Excellent. I'm sure it was a good experience. And, of course, we congratulate our South African guys, our South African team that did well and, like you said, took first place. And good work from Solis, because now it's not just national, now it's international, inshallah.
Gee, alhamdulillah, and that only happened with the mercy of Allah, nothing else.
Definitely. Luqman Mia, always a pleasure talking to you, inshallah. We'll catch up with you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
So, Mulana Sajjad.
Adil, I'm walking towards a gentleman that is actually camping out. He's got a tent set up there, and he's got his small rubber duck boat. His name is Elsie. And earlier when you came, you mentioned to me how lovely the fishing was late last night. So I'm handing my phone over to him, and then you
his
can then chat with him. Elsie,
yes, okay.
Hello?
Hello, good day, Elfius, how are you?
I'm alright, and you?
Alright, thanks. Welcome to Radio Islam Screaming Reels program.
Awesome, thank you.
My friend is just telling me that he met you this morning, and of course you told him that you did some good fishing. You guys are camping out there at Tanglewood. Today we're doing a little bit of a promotion on Tanglewood Estate, you know, looking at the facilities, etc. But this is a fishing program, so, you know, tell us a little bit about the fishing and, you know, how's your experience been so far?
Well, it's good. Fishing is a bit quiet today in the last couple of hours, but last night the night fishing was good. We only got here late yesterday afternoon. So, yeah, barbel caught last night on a piece of steak, and then the bass fishing is good. Pretty couple of good ones that we pulled out last night.
Tell me, Alphys, we were talking earlier on the program about this, you know, bass fishing sort of, after the sun sets, you know, when it gets a little bit darker or early in the morning, when's the best time that you guys found being there for that period? When was the best time that you found producing the bass?
Very much as you say, early mornings or late afternoons, and even at night, looks like they like roaming a bit later and in the dark a bit.
During the day, it's a bit bleak.
During the night time there, you know, what's the process? I mean, no, most of us that do bass fishing, we know about fishing for bass during the daytime, but it's very rare you hear about guys fishing at night. Is it the same process, using a different rig, or what's happening?
Same process. The place is just a little bit more accommodating at night with some good lighting, and also there's not a lot of structures that you get snagged on, so it's pretty comfortable fishing at night, and when the fish are more active at night, it's just a little bit more of a bonus.
Yeah, I'm sure it's quite exciting.
Yeah.
And what's the your PB for this weekend?
Just like it. I was hoping maybe like around about the 2 kilos. I'm not too sure. I didn't weigh the fish that we took out last night, but we'll have a scale ready if we pull out a monster today.
I hope you guys do well, Elfius, and please don't give too much of the steak to the barber. Keep some for the bride.
That's it. Thank you so
Enjoy
much.
Enjoy yourself. Awesome. Nice
back.
Talking to you.
Good job. Thank you. Bye.
I think he's quite excited. He says he was giving us a rundown about the night fishing, and what he was mentioning is, of course, the place is quite accommodating in terms of the lighting. But it's basically the same process with the bass fishing. You're doing the same fishing as you do during the day. It's just that you're doing it at night, and he says it's producing.
I think, I don't know, perhaps maybe for future, one trip, maybe we should do something like that. Actually, we come in the evening and perhaps fish late evening, and then perhaps have a show the next morning, and then see maybe.
I think that's a brilliant idea. I hope the owner is listening. I'm not sure how we're doing on time. Mikhail was just indicating if we're going to be chatting to Mohammed Patel today, but I'm seeing there's just under 10 minutes left. Should we... What I wanted to know from you is how many guys are you guys fishing there at the moment?
Well, we at the moment is 3 of us, that is.
And basically, since you guys are there, nothing yet.
No, we had, like I said, 1 or 2 bites. I mean, you see them playing right in front of you, but I think that the wind is like very, 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 very heavy for today.
I know the wind can be quite a daunting thing. I think maybe what you guys should do is just chill out for a little while. You know, put something on the bright end, have some chai. You know, Gavin, get a breakfast going and then try again later on.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be here for a very long time because, I mean, some of the guys that I'm with are actually going out to work from here. So we're going to be heading off perhaps in an hour, hour and a half. Hopefully, that hour and a half is some good fishing luck for us.
Yeah, inshallah. And what sort of rig are you planning to, or are you using currently at the moment?
Well, at the moment I'm using normal a swim Senko, of course, bought by from Sony's Angus Corner, the what they call the June bug color. You know, you get the purple color. Some of the other guys, they are using a black fluke. Lukman mentioned earlier on using dark colors. And then green, okay, a watermelon, one of the guys are using. But that's the most interesting thing for me right now, Sarah. I don't mind staying the entire day, just seeing the 3 bass right in front of me, right in front of me. And they're just up and down, up and down, up and down.
And they're not small, eh? You know.
Sorry?
I say they're not small bears. They're decent sized
They're actually decent sized. So hopefully if they get a bit hungry a bit later in the day, or like Lukman said, if we perhaps irritate them a bit, we might strike some luck, inshallah, a bit later on in the day.
I
want to actually speak Muhammad as well, because I know previously he came down here and he was actually speaking to some, I think they were divers in the area or something like that, close by the nature reserve area, and they were mentioning how some of the bass here in this area actually sit full. Okay, I know generally it is with your bass like that, where, you know, you generally get them in the grass. I know last week you said, when I spoke to you before we done the program, you said that, I mean, they were actually coming out of the grass to actually bite. And the way some of this grass structure is like, type of like a cave, you know, and how they're sitting under it. So sometimes, I know a lot of people might say that you've got to fish weightless. But then I remember some time ago when I was actually chatting with Muhammad one day while we were in one of the evenings, And he was actually saying that, you know, a lot of times here you could actually have that heavy weight where you can kind of punch through the grass so you can actually get that lure to the area that you want to target.
Almost like a drop shot rig.
So, yeah, basically, something like that.
Yeah, now last weekend when I was fishing the area, I was fishing next to my friend Firoz Dokrat, and he was telling me that according to the observation that he's making, I mean, he's got a lot of experience also in bass fishing. He's thinking that these bass are sort of, at that time of the day when we were fishing, which was about, you know, just about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, somewhere around there, that he thought that the bass was suspended, you know, sort of in the middle. And then I took off my weight and I tried that. I cast it and I dropped. I waited for the line to sort of settle completely, dead sticking. And then slowly starting to retrieve and come up. And that's when I had a take. And I caught a nice size bass. And then he tried a different method where he put a float. A float onto his line. And then he cast it in the middle, so you could see the float there, and just leaving the line in. At some point in time, you actually see that they're taking the lure. But sometimes they don't take and allow the hook to set, so they sort of pick it up, and then they drop it. And that's what I found very, very funny about the bite there at Boskop. So sometimes you might feel you're getting knocks. Just try and give it a shot, because sometimes I think they're picking up the bait, and they're sort of moving with it. And dropping the bait.
I've noticed that in other dams as well. I know, you know, it's a lot of people say they're just picking it off the nest and just moving it away from there. So you've got to actually be very, very sharp with it in terms of hooking that bait. Or like you say, many a times, I mean, if you don't know about bass fishing, I mean, it's not just that knock or the tap that you're waiting for. Like you said, perfect. You know, it just picks it up and it's moving with it in the mouth already. And if you're not in touch with that line of yours, or you're not seeing what's happening on at the end of your line, I mean, you're probably going to lose that fish, you know, like.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're fishing very light tackle also, you know, in that grassy area, I notice sometimes you get a tap, and if you give it a shot, you think, okay, right now I'm snagged, you know. But the fish is that heavy, you feel like it's snagged, and then suddenly there's a slight movement and a turn. And once you start playing the fish and bringing it out of that grass, like you say, probably there's these little holes of grass, like how Mohammed was talking about. And I think they try to get back into that area, and then you've got to bring them out. So it's exciting. Never mind you fishing from the shore, but it really does give you a good fight, you know. And some of them last week I noticed were quite acrobatic. So they were hitting the spinners, and basically my son says the one that he caught, It hit the spinner and then it jumped right out of the water. I think just depending on the time of the day, you know, whether they're lethargic or they're active. But in the evening, we literally saw the bait fish getting smashed on the water. So I definitely feel that that's a late afternoon venue. And inshallah, yeah, hopefully in the near future we can maybe make a plan to go and do a program there where we can stay over for the night. And then focus on the night and the morning fishing.
Inshallah. I mean, roughly last week when you guys came, how was the weather and the wind in the run?
Okay, remember last week there was
now I'm asking for sales tips.
No, we had this huge storm, but when we got there about 10 o'clock in the morning, and the weather was beautiful, but there was a slight wind.
Okay.
It wasn't very windy, though there was a slight wind, and then the wind sort of subsided. Then you had this massive cloud cover, and then there was this huge storm. But it just sort of blew over the area, so it was a little bit of rain, and then it fell. But that was like late afternoon, maybe by half past 3 or 4 o'clock. And then after the storm, we still went to go and fish again. You know, and then I basically had to drag the kids away from the place to say, come on, please, we need to go now, because in Azadwal, there's a huge storm, there's no lights, and, you know, we need to get home quickly. But Alhamdulillah, there by us, the weather was right. So somehow, when the weather is fine in another place, Boskop Dam has bad weather. And when the weather is bad in other places, then Boskop Dam has nice weather. I don't know how it works.
You can say that again.
Anyway,
like I said, I probably got about an hour left of fishing time, and hopefully it could be an extra hour. We're going to try a lot of different fish. Now, we're not saying that the fishing is there, of course. It's just like I'm saying, for now, it's very windy. I mean, you heard Elsie saying early on that late evening they've done well. So it could pick up at any moment. I mean, that's fishing at the end of the day. You know, it could, weather could just turn a bit for the better, and it could just turn out much better.
Inshallah, I hope you guys do well. And, I don't think we're going to strike Tanglewood off from our list of broadcasts. I know I've got one broadcast that I got to definitely do from the place. It's very, very beautiful. And just a note out to our families that want to go out, you can visit their website. It's called www.tanglewoodnatureestate.com. If you can't, or you don't have the web address, just go to Google and type in Tanglewood Boskop, and you'll get the details there. And then you can go and have a look and see exactly what it is that they have to offer.
And of course, I think this is a quick one for the anglers that are coming with their boats. Just make sure that your paperwork, of course, is in order. Your boat license and your skipper's license and things like that. Because in the office, I know that, of course, they've got to check and everything's got to be in order when you are. So, I mean, if you are going to come down thinking that it's just one of the other venues again, you might be disappointed than if you are turned away.
Definitely, and obviously that's what in its place as well. 100%.
Very important.
Mulana Sajjad Timol, enjoy your fishing, inshallah. And I hope you guys catch. We'll chat again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and to all our wonderful listeners.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.